With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The U.S. Postal Service today announced it's suspending controversial cost-saving measures that had raised alarms among Montana's elected officials. In separate statements Tuesday, Democratic Senator John Tester and Republicans Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte welcomed news that the post office will drop recent operational changes until after the November election. Tester also said the agency must reverse previous disruptions. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said in a Tuesday news release that USPS will allow overtime and cease removing collection boxes and other mail processing equipment. Elected officials around the country had worried the now-suspended policy changes would lead to delivery delays for prescription medications and other vital mail. Democrats in particular had feared the agency overhauls could impact Americans' ability to vote by mail in the upcoming election, a practice expected to increase dramatically to prevent exposure to the novel coronavirus. Elected officials in Lewis and Clark, Missoula, and Yellowstone counties who spoke to local postmasters before the new policies were suspended had not heard of any changes that would impact ballot-related postal services in their regions. Lewis and Clark County Election Supervisor Audrey McHugh says conversations with local postal officials will continue to ensure voters are provided up-to-date information.
I am asking the question so that if there is something that we need to prepare for, we can be prepared for it ahead of time.
Several counties have decided to conduct an all-mail ballot general election following a recent directive from Governor Steve Bullock allowing the practice. Ballots will be available in person this year starting October 2nd. Counties that opt into an all-mail election will send ballots to all active registered voters October 9th. Voters are advised to mail their ballots back at least 1 week before November 3rd to guarantee receipt by Election Day, or else drop them off at county elections offices and other designated spots. Residents can register to vote via mail up to 10 days before the election. They can also late register and vote in person until the polls close on Election Day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.